弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
小弟兄们，奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考十字架上的救恩。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I study with all of you the salvation of the cross.
我们现在请翻开哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter
1. 第十八节。
Verse 18.
请读十八节、十九节。
Verse 18 and 19. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate.
这里，使徒保罗在写信给哥林多的教会的时候，他提到十字架的道理。
Here, when Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, he mentioned the gospel of the cross.
他说，这个十字架道理在灭亡的人是愚拙的。
And he said that this cross, the message of the cross, is foolishness to those who are perishing.
那在我们得救的人是神的大能。
But for those being saved, it is the power of God.
那决定谁是灭亡的人，谁是得救的人，就在于信不信，就是对十字架道理相信还是不相信。
And whether you are perishing or you are being saved depends on whether or not you believe in this message of the cross.
所以这里第十九节提到以赛亚书二十九章十四节里面的经文，神要灭绝智慧人的智慧，要废弃聪明人的聪明。
So here in verse 19, it records what is written in Isaiah chapter 29. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligent of the intelligent, I will frustrate.
那表示这个十字架道理是神特殊的设计。
And so we know that this message of the cross is designed especially by God.
那这是世人用自己的智慧是想不透的。
And this is something that man cannot use their own wisdom to understand.
人用自己的逻辑是不能够认识神的。
And man cannot use their own logic to come to know God.
那但是对愿意相信神的人，神说他要用人当作愚拙的道理来拯救那些相信的人。
But here, for those who believe, God said that he will use this message of the foolish people to save those.
那他说在第二十一节说，这个就是神的智慧了。
For this is the wisdom of God.
那所以今天我们是蒙召的，被主耶稣基督宝血救赎的人。
Today we are those who are saved, who have been saved by His blood.
我们要真的体认到主耶稣基督他是神的能力，是神的智慧。
And for us to be able to experience that it is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
所以今天我们看到保罗在哥林多前书里面，他列出了很多教会的问题。
So we know Paul mentioned a lot of problems in the church in 1 Corinthians.
这是因为教会本身有在信仰上的不足，也有在信仰生活当中所衍生出来的他们没有想到的问题。
And that is because the people at that time they were lacking in their faith, and they were also lacking in areas in their life.
也就是说，有一些部分《更多前书》里面所提到的一些问题呢，有些是他们的软弱所造成的，就是说他们会纷争结党，会把自己归属于哪一派别的人。
And so the problems in 1 Corinthians came out of their weakness, such as that they would divide themselves and belong to certain people.
那也有一部分的问题在《更多前书》里面提到的是，他们在信仰的生活跟随主的这个福音里面，他们跟外界的思想有冲突的时候所衍生出来的，他们不了解的部分。
And some other problems that were mentioned in 1 Corinthians is when they did not understand when their the way they lived conflicted with other people from outside.
那所以保罗就借这个书信帮他们解答这些信仰的疑问。
So Paul wrote this to answer the questions they had in their faith.
那我们从整卷哥林多前书会看到，保罗他解决教会诸多问题的良药就是高举十字架。
And so we know that the way, the medicine for Paul to help the problems in the church was to raise up the cross of Christ.
所以从头到尾，我们就看到 保罗他一直强调耶稣基督被钉在十字架这个道理。
So we see from the very beginning that Paul emphasized the message that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
不管是教会里面的纷争，
whether it be dissension within the church,
还是教会里面有罪的问题，
or sin within church,
或是教会里面有一些互相诉讼的事情发生，
or when they were arguments within the church,
或者是教会里面有些人因为知识而让其他人跌倒，有关于这些道理的不明白，保罗都是用十字架道理来说明。
Or whether if people use their own understanding to cause other to stumble, Paul used the message of the cross.
那所以从哥林多前书我们看出来，十字架救恩是主耶稣基督福音的中心。
So from 1 Corinthians, we can see that the message of the cross is a central message in the message of salvation.
那这个十字架曾经是在当时代的人是一个羞耻又受咒诅的记号。
This cross was a symbol that was cursed, and this is a symbol of foolishness back then.
十字架是死刑犯受刑的刑具，最残忍的一个工具。
And the cross was a tool to punish the most the worst criminals.
那在十字架上的人一定是哀嚎的，最后死亡。
And the people on the cross in the end that resulted in death.
但是这么一个十字架的道理，耶稣基督被放在上面，结果却带来了人的生命，也带来了从神得到的祝福。
However, this cross, Jesus was put on this cross, and it came to bring life to mankind.
保罗在哥林多前书第一章里面提到，这是神的大能。
And in 1 Corinthians,Paul mentioned that this is the power of God.
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
到了第第十二十七节二十六节以后，
If you look from verse 26 onwards,
你就看到这是神的爱。
You see that this is the love of God.
神拣选了在世上这一些卑微的、贫穷的、困苦的。
He chose those who were poor and lowly in this world.
然后这些在世界上的人不喜不可爱的，也不被爱的人，他们借着十字架的道理可以了解什么叫做神的爱。
Those who are not loved in this world through the message of the cross, they can come to know what it meant to love.
那最后这个十字架的道理成为相信的人的荣耀。
And this message of the cross for those who believe becomes their glory.
所以到第一章的三十节。请读三十节。
If you look in chapter 1, verse 30, it says, It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
三十一节。
Verse 31, Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
这里说，神在基督里面，他让耶稣基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Here it says that God, through Christ Jesus, has become for us wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
最后，我们如果真的要夸口，觉得有荣耀的，一定是指着耶稣基督。
And if we are to boast about anything, in the end, it is because of the Lord.
这是在耶利米书第九章的话语。
And this is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 9.
我们请看耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书九章的二十三节、二十四节。
Verse 23 and 24.
请读。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. 24. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth.For in these I delight, declares the Lord.
那这一段话是在旧约时代先知耶利米的预言，这是神的话语。
And this is the word of God, the prophecy that was recorded in Jeremiah.
他说智慧人、勇士或者是财主都不能够因为他地上所拥有的夸口。
It says the wise man, the strong man, the rich man cannot boast of anything that they have in this world.
如果真的要夸口，是因为他有聪明，能够认识。他说谁是真神。
If he is to boast, then it is because he has the wisdom to know who the Lord is.
然后又知道 神喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义。
And he knows that the Lord delights in those who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness.
那个在神所喜悦在世上施行的这些公义、慈爱的，就是耶稣基督。
And that is the Lord, those who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness.
这是为什么哥林多前书第一章里面提到神让耶稣基督成为我们的救赎、我们的公义、我们的智慧。
And that is why in 1 Corinthians it says that Jesus Christ becomes for us the wisdom, righteousness, holiness of God.
所以最后，现在，所以保罗他最后一直觉得说，他如果有什么值得夸口的，就是耶稣基督而已。
So Paul, in the end, he feels that if he has anything to boast about, this is Christ Jesus.
那是他在加太书里面所提到的话语。
And that is what he has recorded in the book of Galatians.
我们现在请看加太书六章十四节。
Return to Galatians chapter 6, verse 14.
加太书六章十四节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
那这一段保罗特别提到说，他只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
He says that he only boasts of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
表示这个十字架对他来说是极荣耀的，是有恩典的。
Because this cross is brings glory and grace.
这个十字架给他新的生命。
It gives him new life.
虽然在世人看来这是一个很羞耻的记号。
Even in the eyes of man, it is a very shameful symbol.
十字架似乎是失败的象征。
It is a symbol of failure.
但是对保罗来说，他说这个就是神的大能。
But for Paul, this is the power of God.
那所以我们，你看今天教会里面不管有什么问题，或者是我们个人在信仰上遭遇什么样的困境，我们都要重新回到十字架去想主耶稣成就的救恩。
So whether or not we run into problems in the church or we have difficulties in our own lives, we must return to the message of the cross of the salvation.
十字架是神特殊的设计。
This cross was especially designed by God.
其实在旧约时代，神就已经借着许多的事件预表耶稣基督在十字架救恩。
And in the Old Testament, God used many instances to prefigure the message of the cross.
我们在星期一的聚会里面提到，其实在旧约会幕的时代，神就借着会幕里面的摆设而让我们看出十字架的路径。
And so in Monday night service we mentioned how God used the arrangement of the items inside the ark to pave the road for the message of the cross.
就是会幕圣所跟至圣所，还有这个应该是从外院要进到神面前去，他们这里面其实只有 六个主要的物品而已啊。
And so there were only six main items when they went from the outer courts into the inner temple.
从在外面的祭坛跟洗濯盆。
And so from the outside, from the altar.
还有那个洗濯盆啊，那个。
And the
basin.
Basin.
那 basin 是为了要洁净用的。
And it was for them to sanctify themselves.
祭坛是为了要献祭赎罪用的。
And the altar was for them to make sacrifices.
然后进到圣所里面。
And when they entered into the sanctuary,
正对面的就是在那个布幔前面的金香坛。
And right before them was the altar
of incense.
Of incense.
右手边是陈设桌，放陈设饼。
And on the right side, they put the bread.
左手边是放金灯台。
And on the left side, they put the light.
到最里面去就是约柜，就是神的施恩座。
And when they went into the innermost area, that was the ark.
那这个其实就是在会幕的时代，神所特殊设计人进到神面前十字架的路线。
And so this is the road that God had put for them to come to the cross.
这东西怎么摆是神自己说的。
And how the items are placed, this is what God instructed them
to do. 如果我们注意看他这个路线，其实就是十字架放在人跟神之间。
So if we look at the arrangement of these items, we know that this is the message of the cross between man and God.
如果我们有留意在出埃及记40章会幕立起时候，他们神要摩西 放那个这些物品在会幕的时候，那个次序我们就看出神这个特殊的设计。
And so we know the special design that God wanted Moses to do in the book of Exodus chapter 40.
所以其实这个会幕就已经在预告着耶稣基督的救赎。
So this already prefigures the salvation of Jesus Christ.
神跟人之间的交通要借着主耶稣基督他的十字架。
And so God was to communicate with man through the cross.
旧约时代百姓要进到神施恩宝座前唯一条路就是要走过会幕这条路。
And so for the people back then to come before the throne of the God, they were to come in this manner before the tabernacle.
当耶稣基督来到人间以后，人要进到神面前，到施恩宝座前，就只能够借着耶稣这条路。
And so for man to go to the throne of salvation, they are to go through Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督成为通往天上神那里去的。唯一一条道路。
So Jesus Christ is the only way to Lord Jesus.
那这一个道理在哥罗西书第一章保罗这样子说明。
And this message is told by Paul in the book of Colossians.
像哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter one.
第一章的第二十节。
Verse 20. Colossians chapter one verse 20. And through him to reconcile to himself of all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
这里说，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，就是主耶稣基督在十字架上献上他自己像那个祭物，为人打开人到神面前那条路。
So that is to say that Jesus Christ shed his blood and made himself a sacrifice to open this way for mankind.
所以借着主，我们人跟神之间就有和平，人可以坦然无惧到神面前来。
So through Jesus Christ, we have this peace with God, so man can come before God.
那这个就是在会幕的时代里面所预表着十字架的救恩。
And this is the prefiguration of the message of the cross from the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
那会幕就成为神跟人同在的一个代表。
And the tabernacle was a symbol that God was with man.
那到了百姓在走旷野路这个旅程当中呢
？When the Israelites were in the wilderness,
我们到了民数记二十一章，看到一件事情发生了。
We see an event that occurred in Numbers chapter 21.
我们请看民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
从第四节开始。
From verse 4.
请读四节到第九节。
Verse 4 to 9.Verse 4, they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. 5, they spoke against God and against Moses and said, Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. Verse 6, then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. 7,The people came to Moses and said, We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord would take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Verse 8, The Lord said to Moses, Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. Verse 9, So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived.
这里是百姓走旷野路的时候，因为路难走。食物觉得很难吃，就用他们的嘴巴埋怨神，得罪神。
And so here records an incident when the Israelites were in the wilderness because the road was hard to walk on, the food was not good to eat. They began to grumble and complain against God.
他们一埋怨神跟一埋怨摩西，就是以口犯罪。
And because they spoke against God and against Moses, then through their mouths they committed sin.
结果第六节，神就让这个蛇进入他们中间去咬死很多人。
And so the Lord allowed snakes to enter among them and bite the people, so they died.
我们就看到一犯罪就带来死亡。
We know that as soon as they sin, they brought death.
所以你看，犯罪的代价就是死亡，这是必然的。
So we know that the price of sin is death.
那结果百姓一发现说，哎呦，他们埋怨神是错的，这时候他们赶快悔改。
So when the people knew that it was wrong to complain against God, they quickly repented.
他们马上向摩西承认他们有罪了。
So they quickly acknowledged to Moses that they had sinned.
那求摩西说，向百姓求摩西为百姓向神求情祷告。
And so they wanted Moses to pray on their behalf to God.
好，所以摩西就为他们祷告。
So Moses prayed for them.
所以这个就是一个中保的角色，摩西为百姓代求。
And so Moses prayed on behalf of the people, so he was a mediator.
好，那第八节，那神他说，神就对摩西说，来，你制造一条火蛇，把它挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这个蛇，就必得活。
So in verse 8 it says, The Lord said to Moses, Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live.
所以这是神指示的方法。
This is what God instructed them.
好，那现在要做一条火蛇，所以摩西第九节就说他做了一条铜蛇。
And so in verse 9, Moses made a bronze snake.
那就把这个铜蛇挂在杆子上。
And he put it up on a pole.
那凡被咬的，他说一望这个铜蛇 就活了。
Anyone who was bitten and looked at this bronze snake was able to live.
我们就看到这个神要拯救百姓，用这个方法很特别。
This is a very special way that God used to save the Israelites.
这是神指示的，去做一条蛇，把它挂起来。
God instructed them to make a snake and to put it on a pole.
然后被咬人只要 一眼望这个铜蛇，他就可以活。
Anyone who is bitten, as soon as they looked at the snake, they were able to live.
所以这个是人人可以做得到，你只要愿意仰望这一条被挂起来的，你就活了。
This is something that was easy for man to do. As soon as they are bitten, if they were willing to look at the snake, they would live.
而且这个方法非常好，非常可靠。你只要一望就都好了。
And this method was very reliable. As soon as they looked, then they would live.
那个时代，凡是被蛇咬的，想要活的，一定要透过这个方法，这是独一无二的。
And so for those who wanted to live, who were bitten by a snake, this is their only way to live.
你不能够说因为被蛇咬，所以赶快去找医生看看用什么药才能够不会中毒才会活。
They could not go to a doctor to get medicine once they were bitten by a snake.
其他的方法通通不管用。
And so all other methods they could not use.
只有要照着神的方法仰望这一条挂起来的铜蛇，他就活了。
Only through God's method of looking at the snake they could live.
那这个事件生这个指示，其实就是主耶稣基督，他要为我们成为被挂在木头上，让人可以仰望，就可以得活的一个预表。
So this instruction of God prefigures Jesus Christ on the cross for those mankind to look upon him and be saved.
这就是十字架在旧约时代的预表动作。
And this is a prefiguration of the cross in the Old Testament.
我们现在请看约翰福音第三章。
If we turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter
3. 第三章，请看第十四节。
Verse 14. John chapter 3, verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
十五节。
15, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
这里主耶稣他自己预告说，摩西怎样在旷野举蛇呢？人子也要照样被举起来哦。
Here Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
是主耶稣在预告他以后会发生的事情。
And Jesus was saying what would happen.
他被举起来，要叫一切信他的人得永生。
He was to be lifted up, so whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
所以旷野里的铜蛇被挂起来，就是预表着主耶稣基督被挂在木头上，担当我们人的罪。
So the bronze snake put on a pole prefigures Jesus Christ being put on the cross for the sin of mankind.
愿意相信的人只要仰望他，就可以得活。
Whoever believes, as soon as they look at him, should live.
耶稣基督他是唯一的道路。
Jesus Christ, He is the only way.
是神要解决人因着罪带来的死亡唯一的出路。
It is the only way for man to escape sin.
这也是为什么使徒他们最后他们的体验是天下人间没有施下别的名可以靠着得救，唯有耶稣基督。
And that is why the disciples felt towards the end of their ministry that there is no other name that we can be saved by, only by the name of God.
保罗在提摩太前书说。他说：“只有一位神，在神跟人之间，只有一位中保，就是降世为人的耶稣基督。”
In 1 Timothy, Paul himself said that there is only one mediator between man and God, and that is Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是在旧约时代，其实神已经设计好十字架救赎的这样一个过程，这是神给人的恩典。
And so it is by the grace of God that God designed this process to salvation.
那我们有时候要去想想看，这个十字架到底有什么意义啊
So for us, sometimes we have to think about what is the meaning of the cross.
因为既然保罗他特别高举十字架来解决教会的问题。
Because for Paul to raise up the cross to deal with the problems within the church.
我们一定要了解十字架它真正代表什么样的意义。
We must come to know the true meaning of the cross.
其实在古时候，在旧约那个时代，中东很多的民族，他们就有十字架，用十字架来刑罚罪人的做法。
And so back then in the Old Testament, they had the way of using the cross to punish the criminals.
有人说十字架是人类发明最野蛮的刑具，就是处罚那个犯罪的人最痛苦的刑罚。
And some people say that the cross is the most inhumane and painful way to punish the criminals.
我们看主耶稣被钉十字架的过程，就发现要被钉十字架以前会先被鞭打。那鞭打的时候，那个鞭子是有勾勾的，所以被鞭过的人都是皮肉绽开的，血流满身的。
And if we see that the way that Jesus is crucified, we know that before they were crucified on the cross, they were flogged, and what they were flogged with had a hook on the end so that their flesh became raw.
然后呢，这个全身受伤的人就被活生生的钉在木头上。
And those who were injured throughout their bodies, they were crucified on this cross while they were still alive.
那把它立起来。
And they were raised up.
让他在这个长时间的这些折磨当中慢慢的死掉。
And so after a long time of struggling, they will slowly die.
在古时候，这样的刑罚通常都是用来对待奴隶的。
And for the punishment back then, they would use it for slaves.
让那些奴隶敢逃跑，奴隶看到这样的刑罚就不敢再逃跑了。
So for slaves who wanted to escape, when they saw this type of punishment, they would no longer want to escape.
是用来刑罚那个叛国的。
And it is for the rebels against who rebelled against their country.
有的是当官的，后来是叛国，跑到对方的。敌人那边去的，用这个刑罚来处罚这个叛国者。
It was for those who rebelled their own country and escaped to a different nation. They used this method to punish them.
到了罗马帝国统治的时代，罗马政府用这个方式来刑罚不听他们统治的百姓。
And for the Roman Empire, they used this way to punish those who did not listen to their decrees.
那十字架要被钉十字架以前，如果我们看那个福音书里面有关于。主耶稣被对待的描述。
If we look at the gospel books of how Jesus was treated before he was crucified,
其实十字架是一个羞辱的记号。
We know that the cross is a symbol of shame.
要被钉十字架的人，他们是在公众面前，全身的衣服被剥光的。
For the people who were crucified, they had to take off their clothes in front of everyone in the public.
完全没有所谓的尊严。
And there was no dignity.
然后呢，是全身赤裸在众人面前被钉在十字架上的。
And naked before all the people, they were crucified on the cross.
所以，我们如果仔细的去看有关于主耶稣被钉十字架的描述，主耶稣为人类所承受的羞辱是远超过我们所能想象的。
So if we are to study very carefully about how Jesus is crucified, the suffering and shame he endured for mankind, it is beyond what we can even imagine.
你看我们现在看到那个主耶稣被钉十字架那些艺术品啊，哈。
If we look at the artwork of how Jesus was
crucified, 不管是雕刻的还是图画的
，whether it be art or a sculpture,
被挂在十字架上的耶稣腰间都被放了一块布。
We see that they depict Jesus on the cross with a piece of cloth around his waist.
他们在创作主耶稣基督被钉十字架那个场景的时候，他们都没有去特别遮掩主耶稣流血的画面。
And when they recreate Jesus suffering on the cross, they do not hide the fact that Jesus is bleeding.
所以主耶稣被头戴荆棘冠冕，血流满面了、啊，这个画会画出来。
And so they would draw out that Jesus had a crown of thorns on his head and he had blood on his head.
主耶稣被那个罗马兵丁从肋旁刺了一个洞，然后血流血跟水出来，这个图画也会画出来。
And we can also see that they would draw the imagery of how Jesus was pierced at his side and how blood and water flowed out.
但是唯独对主耶稣基督，他其实是被赤裸裸被钉在十字架这个羞耻，用一块布把它盖起来了。
But for the shameful act of how Jesus was crucified naked, they used a cloth to cover it.
我们能够想象，如果我们这样被对待，我们一定会觉得我干脆死掉算了。
If we are treated in this way, we might think it is better for me to just die.
但这个就是基督十字架羞辱的 记号，就是特别要在众人面前羞辱他的。
But they wanted to bring shame to him in front of the public.
想一想看，有时候我们读起来好像很简单呢、啊。
If we think about it, sometimes when you read it, it seems very easy and simple.
但是我们今天有谁能够承担这样 的刑罚跟这样的羞辱呢？
But for us today, who can withstand such a great punishment and shame?
那十字架其实又是一个很软弱的记号的标记了。
It's also a symbol of weakness.
为什么？因为它代表这个人是很无能的。
Because it signifies that this person is helpless.
你看主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，我们想想看，当时候那些在十字架底下的人，他们说什么话？
And if we think about Jesus when he was crucified on the cross, what did the people, standing underneath say?
跟主耶稣一起钉十字架那两个强盗，他们说什么
？And what did the two people who were crucified with Jesus say?
我们现在看马太福音第二十七章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 27,
马太福音二十七章
，Matthew chapter 27,
三十八节
，verse 38, Matthew chapter 27, verse 38.Verse 38, two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left.
39.
Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads. 40. And saying, You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
41.
In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. 42. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. He's the king of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him.
43.
He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, I am the Son of God. 44. In the same way, the robbers who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
你看这一段描述，我们仔细想一想看。
If we think about this recording,
当时候旁边的人在底下人都是在讥笑他，在戏弄他的。
Those who were below him, they were mocking him.
他们认为你都不能救你自己的。
They thought you can't even save yourself.
你还能说你能救别人
？How can you say you can save others?
你曾经说你是神的爱子。
You said that you are the son of God.
但是现在你的父亲在哪里？你的神在哪里呢
？But where is your father? Where is your God?
如果你真的神的爱子，神为什么不来救你呢
？If you truly are the son of God, how come God has not come to save you?
所有的人都是这样子在讥笑他的。
All these people were mocking him in this manner.
也就是从这个时候，从午正到申初到下午三点的时候，遍地都黑暗了。
And we know that during this time, the whole earth, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, darkness came to the land.
所以这个十字架其实它所表达出来就是说，你这个人是很没有用的，你只会说大话而已，你根本不能做什么。
So this cross means that this person is useless. He only speaks, but he cannot do anything.
我们从历史上看，主耶稣基督他真的是历史上存在过的人物，真的被人家这样对待过的。
And if we look at history,
这是一个事实。
It is true that Jesus is the only one who was treated in such a manner.
但是对当时候的人来说，他们要称这位被钉十字架的耶稣是救主，是何等的难呢
？So how hard do you think it is for people back then to acknowledge this Jesus as the Lord?
就是说，对一个不认识耶稣的人，他们要去崇拜一个在世人眼中看起来是失败无能的人，来认为他是救主，是神的儿子，这基本上是不可能。
It is so hard for people to acknowledge this person that others seemed as useless as the Son of God, their Savior.
所以当时候福音初传到中国去的时候
，And so when the message spread to China,
当时候中国人根本不认识耶稣是谁。
At the time, the Chinese people did not know who Jesus was.
但他们知道有这么一个故事。
But they know about the story.
所以当时候，有的人就反问这些西方的传教士了。
So a lot of them asked the Western ministers.
就说你们不是说你们不是很强调要成功，要有能力竞争，要得胜吗
？Didn't you emphasize that you must be victorious?
哦，你们总是到处去征战，都想要得胜啊。
And every time you go to fight, you want to be victorious.
但是你们怎么会反过来来敬拜一位失败者，是被挂在十字架？这样子被凌辱到死的人称他是神，你们到底是在想什么
？But how come you call the person who has failed on the cross your God？
那所以当时候对不认识耶稣人看到这样一个 事实，他们就觉得很不可思议。
So for those who did not know God, for them to see this reality, it was very hard for them to accept.
所以对主耶稣基督他钉十字架这个道理、这个福音来说
，And so for them, for the message of the cross,
这个历史的事实呈现的是，是的，耶稣基督在世人眼中看起来是非常软弱、无能的。
And it is true, from history can see, from the eyes of man, Jesus appears very weak and useless.
但是这个被钉十字架的主耶稣基督，他其实有他很刚强的一面。
But this Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross, he has a very strong side.
这就是神的作为，是跟世人的智慧不一样的地方。
This is the way of God, and it is how it is different from the wisdom of man.
对不信人来说，信耶稣是一个愚拙的道理。
For those who do not believe, the message of the cross is foolishness.
但是对我们来说，这个叫做神的大能。
But for us, this is the power of God.
今天，哥林多前书第一章特别提到，我们今天是正在得救的人。
First Corinthians especially mentions that today we are the ones who are saved.
我们现在看回来第一章的第十八节。
If we turn back to First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18,
你注意看它的那个时态。
And we look at the
tense. 你看第十八节。
Verse 18.
那个灭亡的人是谁
？Who are the foolish or the perishing?
他们正在灭亡，不是吗
？They are the ones who are currently perishing.
那得救的是谁？是我们是正在得救的人。
And those being saved are currently being saved.
所以这个都是现在进行的，时态是现在在发生的事。
It is something that is currently happening.
所以我们今天如果能够相信耶稣基督这个十字架道理，我们就是走在这个得救的路上的。
For us today, if we believe in the message of the cross, then we are walking in the way of salvation.
那不信的人，他就走在这个灭亡的路上。
And for those who do not believe, they are walking the way of those who are perishing.
所以这个就是神用人想不懂的方法来拯救那愿意相信的。
And so this is a way that God used, a method that man cannot think of to save.
所以这个十字架的救恩呢
？So the message, the salvation of the cross,
就成为使徒他们到处去传福音的重点。
Becomes a main point of what the disciples preached.
保罗他自己说，他去传福音，他不是用智慧。的原理不是用高言大志去说服别人。
Paul says that when he preached, he did not use his own might or eloquence.
就保罗来说，他是有资格也有能力去用智慧的原理去驳倒这些不信的人。
For Paul, he had the ability to use his wisdom to debate against those who did not believe.
但是他不要。
But he did not want to.
第二章的第二节说。
If you look at chapter 2, verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2, For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他说，我不愿意用别的方法，他只知道耶稣基督跟他钉十字架。
He did not want to use any other method, but he knew that Jesus Christ was crucified.
第一章的第十七节。
If you look at chapter 1, verse 17, For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
他这里说，我传福音不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落空。
Here it says, he did not preach with the words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be empty of its power.
这个智慧的言语其实就是当时代这些希腊人他们很热衷追求这些哲学思想。
And so for the human wisdom he refers to is the philosophical understanding that the Greek people pursued during that time.
因为希腊人是求智慧的。
Because the Greek people, they pursued wisdom.
所以当时候哥林多的人他们也受这样一个大环境的影响，他们也是很热衷这个事实的哲理跟这个辩论术，他们很喜欢在言语上能够有一个华丽的言辞，然后让众人很折服。
And so at the time, the people in the church of Corinth, they were also influenced by this, and so they wanted to use their words to persuade others.
但是这里保罗特别提出说，主耶稣基督的十字架是跟这个智慧的言语是对立的。
And but here Paul emphasizes that the cross of Christ goes against the words of human wisdom.
因为智慧的言语通常是把人带到自己面前来。
Because the words of human wisdom brings others before themselves.
但是十字架道理要把人引到神面前去。
But the message of the cross brings people to God.
所以保罗他只知道耶稣基督，他只知道耶稣钉十字架。
And that is why Paul only knows Jesus Christ and him crucified.
那当时候其实后来使徒彼得他传福音的重点也都是在强调耶稣基督被钉十字架然后从死里复活这个事实。
And Peter himself, when he was preaching, he also emphasized the message of the cross and how Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
那所以十字架救恩就当时候不管是犹太人或者是希腊人来说都是一个很大的障碍。
And so for the, whether it be the Jew or the Greek at the time, the message of the cross was a stumbling block.
我们看第二十二节，二十一，第一章二十二节。
If we look at verse 22, Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom.
23节。
Verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles.
你看这里特别强调说，这个希腊人是求智慧，犹太人求神迹。
Here it says that the Jews, they demand miraculous signs, and the Greeks look for wisdom.
这个，你看，因为保罗在写哥林多前书，大概是公元55年左右。
And so when Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, it was around 55 AD.
那主耶稣大概三十年左右被钉十字架，所以他传福音的时候，主耶稣基督已经被钉十字架，大概20几年前的发生的事。
And so when he was writing this, Jesus had been crucified 20 years earlier.
所以对当时候希腊的这些哲士们来说，要接受20几年前被钉死的一个犹太人是救主，对他们来说很难。
And so for the Greeks at the time, it was very hard for them to accept that the Christ that was crucified 20 some years ago was their salvation.
那犹太人是要神迹。
And Jews demanded miracles.
但是十字架道理对犹太人来说是绊脚石。
But this message of the cross became a stumbling block for them.
因为犹太人他不相信他们所日夜期盼的这个弥赛亚救主是用这个方式羞辱到死，但是他怎么样拯救他们呢？他们没办法了解。
Because they cannot understand and accept that this Messiah that they were waiting for died in this shameful manner.
哦，所以对犹太人来说，他们也不能接受耶稣基督就是他们所期盼的拯救者。
For the Jews, they cannot accept that this was the Messiah that they were waiting for.
但是对我们来说
，But for us,
他说，在那蒙召的人，这个就是神的大能，神的智慧。
For those who believe, those through His wisdom have been called.
那神的大能是表现在哪里？十字架上的主他已经被羞辱死了，他神的能力。在哪里呈现出来呢？
So where do we see the power of God?
我们现在来看哥林多后书第十三章。
We turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书第十三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章，请看第四节。
Verse 4, for to be sure he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power, we will live with Him to serve you.
这里特别提到说，耶稣基督因为软弱被钉十字架上。
And here it says that Jesus Christ was crucified in weakness.
但是因着神的大能，他仍然活着。
Yet by God's power he lives.
是因为神把死的痛苦把它解决了。
Because God has dealt with the struggle of death, the pain of death.
彼得在使徒行传第二章得圣灵的时候，他起来传讲耶稣基督的道理的时候
，In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came and Peter was able to preach，
他特别强调耶稣基督仍然活着这个事实，主耶稣从死里复活。
He emphasized that Jesus he rose from the dead。
这个复活的主已经胜过死亡了。
And this Jesus Christ who had resurrected, he was victorious over death。
好，我们看。使徒行传二章的二十四节。
If you turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
看第三十二节。
Verse 32. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
三十三节。
Verse 33, exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear.
你看这里，主耶稣基督他事实上是胜过死亡了。
So we know that Jesus Christ has overcome death.
他的肉身也不可以现朽坏。
And his physical body can no longer perish.
所以你看主耶稣基督他复活升天。然后回到天父那里，他领受了是圣灵的权柄，就把五旬节的圣灵浇灌下来了。
And so we know that when Jesus Christ he resurrected from the dead, he went to get the power of the Holy Spirit, and this power of the Holy Spirit descended.
这里第三十三节所说的，他被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，意思就是主耶稣复活升天，领受从父所赋予的。这些权柄，所以他降下圣灵，让使徒们领受这个五旬节圣灵的浇灌。
And so when Jesus Christ he was resurrected, he went to the right hand of God and received this authority, this promise of the Holy Spirit, and this was poured down during the time of the Pentecost.
所以五旬节圣灵的降临，在证明耶稣基督他从死里复活，现在回到天父那里去。
And so when the Holy Spirit descended during the time of the Pentecost, that proves that Jesus had returned to the Father.
所以其实神的大能展现在主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上死了，但是他是借着这个死亡败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And so the power of God is manifested through how Jesus was able to overcome this Satan through his from resurrecting from the dead.
然后他借着死败坏魔鬼的作为，然后复活来践踏死亡。
And so through overcoming death and resurrecting from the death, he was able to be victorious over death.
好，所以我们现在看保罗怎么来表达十字架是神的大能，用复活的观点来看哥林多前书第十五章。
So if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we can see how Paul used the cross, the resurrection from dead, to show the power of the cross.
现在看哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十四节。
Verse 54.
五十四节。
Verse 54. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
五十五节。
55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
你看这里，当人能够从死里复活的时候，从必朽坏的变成不朽坏的，他说，这个死就被得胜吞灭，死就真的完全被胜过了。
So when man is able to be resurrected and the perishable become imperishable, then death has been swallowed up in victory.
所以神的大能借着十字架，耶稣基督似乎是被钉死，软弱被钉死了，但是他活起来了。
So the power of God is through the cross and weakness. Jesus Christ was crucified, but through the power of God, he lived.
带给愿意相信的人，从借着他可以得到永远的生命。
So for those who believe through him can receive eternal life.
这是神的大能。
This is the power of God.
再看主耶稣基督他怎么说。
Let us see what else Jesus Christ says.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
We turn to John chapter 8.
耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
主耶稣他自己这样是预告。
And this is what Jesus Christ himself said.
八章请看第二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 28. So Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me.
这里十字架的道理，神的大能是让世人真正认识耶稣的途径。
So the message of the cross is for mankind to truly know who Jesus Christ is.
这位主耶稣基督是自有永有的神。
Jesus Christ, He is the Almighty God.
他说，当人子被举起来的时候，你们就知道我是。他这个我是就是 他就是那自有拥有的那位全能者。
He says, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. This means that I am. He is the Almighty God.
道成肉身，住在我们中间，带来丰丰富的恩典跟真理。
He has come in the form of flesh to live amongst us and to give us this abundant blessing and grace.
当时有很多人不了解主耶稣讲的话语。
A lot of people at that time, they did not understand the words that Jesus spoke.
他们用人间的角度去看主耶稣，你是一个平常的人，你的父母亲是谁，你的兄弟我们都认识，你怎么说你就是那个从天上来的呢？
From man's perspective, they could see who his parents were and where he lived, and so they could not understand how he could come from heaven.
但是当主耶稣被举起来以后，
But after Jesus was raised up,
众人就了解原来耶稣基督他跟我们人不一样。
The people could come to understand that Jesus Christ was different from other people.
他让人跟神之间的间隔，这个罪的阻隔可以打通了。
And he was able to create a way between man and God.
他是让不同的族群的人可以从此合为成一个家人一样的。
He let different groups of people become one family.
所以当耶稣被举起来的时候，世人才真正认识主耶稣基督，他真的就是神的奥秘。
And so when Jesus Christ was lifted up, that is when mankind could come to understand this mystery that he is the Son of Man, of God.
第三点，这是神的能力。我们请看约翰福音第十二章。
If we turn to John chapter 12, you can see the third point of how this is the power of God.
十二章的，约翰福音十二章的第三十二节。
Verse 32. John chapter 12, verse 32.But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
主耶稣说，我被举起来的时候，要吸引万人来跟我归我。
Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself.
所以主耶稣被钉十字架这样一个效果，远超过千言万语所能够改变人心的结果的效果。
And so the effect that Jesus had in being lifted up, this surpasses all other ways
or results. 人可能用讲很多很多的话，讲了很多很多理论。
Man can speak a lot.
但是那个效果都不如当耶稣基督被举起来的时候。
But the result would not compare to when Jesus Christ himself was lifted up.
因为主耶稣他在第二十四节说，他就是那一粒麦子落在地里死的。
Because in verse 24, he says that he is that kernel of wheat that falls to the ground.
这一粒死去的麦子要结出许多子粒来。
And through the seed, it produces many seeds.
哦，所以为主耶稣被举起来，就吸引很多人来跟从耶稣了，来生命得到改变了。
So when Jesus Christ was raised up, this brought a lot of people to change their lives to follow Jesus.
他就成为我们得救的根源。
And he is the source of how we are saved.
所以主为神的大能展现在今天耶稣基督他被举起来之后，我们愿意来跟从他。
And the power of God is manifested in that after he is raised up, we are able to follow him and willing to follow him.
他为我们人成为被咒诅的。
For man, he became the cursed.
虽然他本身是无罪的，他是圣洁完全的。
Even though he himself was without sin.
好，我们看加拉太书第三章。
Return to Galatians chapter 3.
加太书第三章。
Galatians chapter
3. 十三节。
Verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
十四节。
14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
这里特别提到说，基督是为我们受了咒诅。
Here it says that Christ, he was cursed for us.
是赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
He redeemed us from the curse of the law.
律法把人都圈在罪里面了。
Through the law, we are all under sin.
所以在这个罪里面，没有人有办法挣脱的。
And no one is able to be freed from the sin by the law.
但是主耶稣基督他亲自来解决我们这个难题。
But Jesus Christ, he came to solve this hard problem.
所以他把我们从律法的咒诅当中把我们救出来。
So he redeemed us from the curse of the law.
因为他自己本身成为那可咒诅的，因为他被挂在木头上。
Because he himself became the one who was cursed when he hung on the tree.
所以他现在让亚伯拉罕，神应许给亚伯拉罕的福气，因着耶稣基督临到这些原来没有机会的外邦人。
And so the blessing that was given to Abraham through Jesus Christ was able to come to the Gentiles.
所以使我们因着信，现在能够得到神所应许的圣灵。
So that by faith we can receive the promise of the Spirit.
所以主耶稣基督他是神的大能。
So we know that Jesus Christ, He is the power of God.
借着被钉在十字架来担当我们的罪。
Through being crucified on the cross, He carried the weight of our sin.
让我们从此得到新的生命。
So that we can once again gain new life.
我们在神的面前能够成为无罪的义人。
So that we can become sinless, righteous people before God.
所以这个十字架的道理真的是奇妙的。
So the message of the cross is miraculous.
当我们去思想的时候。
If we are to ponder about it,
我们会充满无限的感谢。
Will be filled with thanksgiving.
这是神极特殊的设计。
This is especially designed by God.
我们以前好像不认识他，找不到路。
Before we did not know him, we could not find a way.
但是当我们去思想十字架道理的时候，我们就会明白。
But when we reflect upon the message of the cross, then we will come to understand.
我们最后来看彼得前书第二章。
Let us lastly turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
24节。
Verse 24, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
25节。
Verse 25, For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
这里特别强调主耶稣担当我们的罪，让我们在罪上死，得以在义上活了。
And here it emphasizes that Jesus himself bore our sins.
因为他的鞭伤我们得医治。
And because of that, we were healed. Because of his wounds, we were healed.
我们现在是生命有方向的人。
And now we have a direction in our lives.
他亲自成我们的牧者，要带领我们回到天国。
He himself has become our shepherd to lead us to heaven.
让我们都能够常常思想这十字架的救恩。
So that we can often think about the message of the cross.
能够珍惜主耶稣所为我们付出的这一切。
And cherish what Jesus has sacrificed for us.
我们的信仰必然能够得到力量。
And our faith can be strengthened.
再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
458首。
458.